Now, he says, when thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Now, this is a promise which specifically applies to Israel in the manner in which God has definitely delivered them in the past when they crossed through the Red Sea and later on the River Jordan. But it has a marvelous application for all of God's children in all time. And here is a wonderful passage of Scripture. We've had this before us at another time. And here, when you pass through the waters, now there are those that sing, safe am I, safe am I. I'm on the rock and I'm safe. Well, that's great. And I go along with that. I say amen to that. But friends, I do not know about you, but sometimes in my experience, I find out I get in deep water and I can't touch bottom. What do you do in a case like that? Well, this is a marvelous verse. He says, when you pass through the waters and through the rivers, they're not going to overflow you. I think sometime I'm going to drown, by the way. But God intervenes and He delivers. And that's when I need Him, friends. When I'm, you know, sitting in the sunshine on top of the rock, I can sing, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Well, that's great. But how about that time when I get in the waters and I can't touch bottom? Well, He says, that's when I'm going to be with you. And I'm going to see to it that you won't drown. And that's what He said to the nation Israel. Now, if the nation Israel can disappear from the earth, then I'll be honest with you, probably you ought not to rest in your salvation, because I don't think it would be reliable. But you can rest in it, because God's going to do two things, one for them, one for us. Now, He goes on in verse 3, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Now, when He says He gave these nations for a ransom, that seems to contradict Scripture, because God doesn't do that sort of thing according to our way of looking at it. But have you ever noticed that God says that these nations that I use to discipline you, I will judge those nations. I permitted them to treat you as they did, and now I will judge them. And that's what He means when He says here He gave them. And you find that in Proverbs 21:18. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous and the transgressor for the upright. Do you know why God permitted that enemy to cross your pathway and cause you all the trouble that he did? And you often wondered why God did it, in order to bring you into line, in order to develop you, my friend. God gave him for your deliverance. And that's the way that he does these things. And we're told here in Proverbs 11:8, the righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead, takes his place. And I've observed this. God has let several people really mistreat me. I'll be honest with you. I've talked to him about it because I thought he was wrong. But now I notice the Lord is paddling these individuals, and I must confess I'm rather satisfied. And I see now what he means here, that he intends to do it just that way. And it did something for me, by the way.